Cambridge residents are encouraged to donate excess food grown in their gardens during a fresh food drive extravaganza at Rare Charitable Research Reserve on Wednesday. From 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., residents can come to Rare headquarters at 1679 Blair Road to drop off produce grown in their gardens or purchased from local supermarkets. The food will be donated to the Cambridge Self-Help Food Bank. The event, hosted by Rare Charitable Research Reserve, the Idea Exchange, Preston, the Cambridge Self-Help Food Bank, and Seeds of Diversity Canada, wraps up weekly food drives promoted by Seeds of Diversity Canada and the Idea Exchange for their One Seed, One Community initiative. That initiative highlights the growth cycle of gardens from planting to harvesting, to preparing the seeds for next year. The fresh food drives have been running since the end of August, encouraging local growers to drop off fresh produce from their gardens, or store-bought produce from local supermarkets. Individual gardeners have donated over 200 pounds of fresh produce so far. It's well known by now that poverty and food insecurity are detrimental to all elements of health and well-being, says Fig Grievers of the Cambridge Self-Help Food Bank in a press release. Many people have to make impossible choices between paying for bills or paying for food, often sacrificing nutrient-dense, fresh fruits and vegetables for less expensive, less nutritious food. An astounding amount of feedback we have heard from folks accessing the Cambridge Food Bank reflects that people need and want way more fresh food, Fig adds. With over 1,600 households accessing the food bank each month, we cannot do it without the awesome donations, partnerships, gardeners, farmers and individuals bringing in fresh food. As part of the initiative, One Seed One Community Cambridge will be offering a free Cascadia pea seed packet to every visitor to Wednesday's drive. Bob Wildfong of Seeds of Diversity Canada will also address attendees at 11 a.m. The Food Bank and the Idea Exchange will also welcome donations of seeds to their growing seed libraries. It's been amazing seeing the generosity of our community in action, says Taryn Jarvis, Gil Ratcliffe Gardens and Facilities Coordinator for RARE, who manages Springbank Farm. This all ensures nutritional food is available to our community members, reducing food insecurity in Waterloo Region.